Ela passou do meu lado. Oi, amor, eu lhe falei. Você está tão sozinha. Ela então sorriu pra mim. Foi assim que a conheci. Naquele dia junto ao mar, as ondas vinham beijar a praia. O sol brilhava de tanta emoção. Um rosto lindo como o verão. E um beijo aconteceu. Nos encontramos à noite, passeamos por aí. E num lugar escondido, outro beijo lhe pedi. Lua de prata no céu, brilho das estrelas no chão. Tenho certeza que não sonhava. A noite linda continuava. E a voz tão doce que me falava: o mundo pertence a nós. Hoje a noite não tem lua, e eu estou sem ela. Já não sei onde procurar, não sei onde ela está. Hoje a noite não tem lua, e eu estou sem ela. Já não sei onde procurar. Onde está meu amor?
All right, we're back.
All right, we're back to part two.
Oh, is that your part? I should.
No, it's. I don't care. Okay. Yeah, you ruined it. We're going to have to start over now.
Okay, here, let's retake.
So, okay, let's figure out this mysterious area. Who is your companion there? It was like the area in between Felipe Camarón and Castelo Branco.
Yeah, I was thinking about that just now. I don't think it was my area. I think I was on divisions there for like 2 weeks.
Okay, sounds good.
And
who was your companion?
I'm trying to remember. I thought it was Elder Thorpe there, but it must not have been. I would have gone with somebody else and left Elder Thorpe in Castelo Branco.
Was Thorpe your zone leader?
What's that?
Was Thorpe a zone leader?
No, Thorpe was my junior companion. Elder Jardel was a zone leader companion over there.
Okay.
In Castelo Branco.
And we're talking, this is like January, February time?
No, this must have been, February, March-ish.
2004?
Yeah, that's got to be where we're at. So, do you know, did you ever meet Elder Park? Do you remember Elder Park?
Elder Park was my MTC companion. We're in the same
He group. Was?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So I know Park very well.
Yeah. Elder Park was in that same house.
Okay.
In Castelo Branco, and I think he was pretty new, if I remember right. Maybe it was not new.
No, not that new.
But he just got grossed out really easy by certain things. And that bajo I was telling you about, one day, the first day that he was in the area, I took him down there, and we went, and he was just disgusted and upset that I made him go down there. and it was at nighttime, and it was just, you know, it would probably felt like a horror story to him. But we were sitting there, and with his family let us come in, and we were getting ready to teach him. We didn't know him. It was just kind of a, hey, can we come share a message with you type thing.
Yeah.
And they get us these little cracker type things, and then they bring us some milk. And we start drinking the milk, and I whisper to Elder Park. I was like, Elder Park, that's breast milk you're drinking. And he about shot it out his nose. And he was not happy. I was kidding about it. It was that that milk for that program, Zero Foamy, that all the women would go and wait in line for. But
he believed me. And
he shot that milk out. I remember him being so disgusted, like he almost choked on it in the middle of it. He was so mad at me for bringing him down there, mad at me for making him eat their snacks.
So he wasn't your companion? You were just going on divisions with him?
Yeah, we were. I did a lot of divisions for some reason. I don't know why.
That was what Zoom leaders did back then.
Yeah, but he was in my same house. I don't know why.
Who was the other companion? Who was your...
It would have been...
Who was the other zone leader?
So Jardel. He was Jardel's companion, I believe. And
who was your companion?
I had Elder Thorpe. For some reason, I don't know why I had Elder Park with me. It was just that one day. I think I had him for one day is all. But yeah, that was a funny experience from there. That, and I remember... there must have been somebody else there that was also his own leader companion. Probably not. I think it was Jardel. But we had a guy we were teaching down in that same area. He died the day of his baptism. We came to get him to go to church to go get baptized, and he was dead.
That's amazing.
I know. That's crazy.
Why are all these people that you know dead? I don't know any dead people in Brazil.
Any dead people?
This isn't a new, this isn't like a regular thing. I think it's only you. Like no one's ever talked about all these dead people before.
There was another area I went on divisions at, and we were walking down the street, and there was these people running, and there was this river of blood. It wasn't a river, but like this trail of like massive trail of blood. There's no way this guy survived. But we asked what happened, and there's this guy that just – they were just sitting at one of the little shacks where they just sell little snacks and stuff on the end of a road. And they said that this other drunk guy just came up and stabbed him in the back.
Wow.
And they just ran the guy to the hospital, but there was just so much blood. It was just crazy.
Did you ever get robbed?
No, I never got robbed. The closest I got to being robbed were those guys coming in our house. Your house. But we didn't have anything.
When did you get your piano?
Oh, man, piano. Who did that come from? It was I had that in Castelo Branco because I was playing there or I was learning there. Elder Fabio was in my zone, and every zone meeting, he would stay after for like 10 minutes and show me something new to do to try and learn piano.
Yeah.
And so I would do that for a little bit of my study each morning for like 10 minutes.
And you were companions with Fabio and Parker just doing this, right?
Yeah, so...
Fabio. Fabio's great.
I liked Fabio.
Yeah.
I liked Fabio. We were good friends. I think that he was also in my group at the MTC, if I remember right, but he was with the Brazilians, and he left way earlier than we did.
Could be.
I'm pretty sure that's how it worked. He went home the same time I did, I believe.
Okay.
So all these people here are probably like, man, Pickett doesn't remember anything. That's all wrong. And they're right.
We're going to get Hendrix on here. We'll get Watts on here. So it will all be corrected at some point in the future. Okay. Who else is in your group?
Oh, man, there's a lot of people in my group. We'll have to go back to that. I'll look at a picture real quick. Hey, Jessica, can you give me a picture? She says no. There's a story with Mecum that was a huge impact on my life. At least in my mission. I was surprised he didn't bring this up, but it wasn't a big deal to him. We did divisions. He came to my area in Felipe Camarão for, I think it was 1 week, and we both got scabies at the same time there. I don't know what we touched. I don't know where we went, but we got scabies, and it was awful. And we went and bought the expense of, like, the 60 Hei medicine, and it's a pill you take. And then a week later or 10 days later, you take the second pill. And then a week later, it goes away. So it's like a three-week process. Meekum's went away in that 3 weeks. Mine lasted for like 6 months. I couldn't believe it. I took those pills, those expensive pills, for 6 months. But they wouldn't send me to a specialist. They wouldn't send me to anybody. They sent me to a cardiologist once. Because our mission was out of money. Because we're the number one mission for skin diseases, is what I heard.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I believe it.
So I went to a cardiologist. The cardiologist was like, I don't know why Sister Martine's keeps sending you guys to me. I can tell you about your heart, but I don't know skin diseases. So after 6 months of having it, I begged Sister Martine's, and she finally sent me to a specialist. She had me boiling my sheets and my garments and my clothes every P-Day for 6 months. I boiled them in those little pans.
You're so mad.
It was awful.
You're so mad about it.
Yeah, she sent me to a specialist. The specialist didn't do anything. He just prescribed me some medication. It was a cream. I wiped it on my body once. I went numb. And they were gone from that day forward.
Nice.
And I told the I told the specialist, the dermatologist, I was like, I've been boiling my sheets, my clothes, all this stuff, trying to get rid of them. And he looked at me so strange. He's like, why are you doing that? And I was like, Sister Martine's, you ruined my life. 6 months.
That's awesome.
6 months of P-Days, every single P-Day. That wasn't awesome. It was awful. 6 months of scabies. So that was Castelo Branco. Where do you want to go from here? Do you want to keep going to Kaiko? That was my next area. Or do you want to go on to something else?
No. Well, who else was in your house? Anybody else?
Yeah. That was a Elder Jardel loved to do divisions. And so we would go different places all the time. I spent half of that area in different areas in the zone, it felt like. So it was kind of a mixed up memory. I don't remember which areas. I knew that Castelo Branco was my main area, but I probably, in the time I was there, I probably only stayed a couple months in Castelo Branco, and the rest was all in other areas. So, and with a bunch of different missionaries, I wasn't with my companion. My companion stayed in the Castelo Branco all that time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of mixed up in my head of who was my companions.
How many people did you train?
I only trained Elder Harding.
Okay.
And then Elder Baliero, I think, was one transfer old when I got Elder Baliero in Kaiko.
So your next area is Kaiko, your last area?
Last area was Kaiko.
Do you want to jump into it then? Should we do it?
Yeah, we can do it.
Kaiko! It's exciting.
Kaiko is a happy place.
Yeah, that's great.
I like Kaiko. There wasn't any dead people over there. There wasn't any skin diseases. Mm-hmm. So I think I went in there with Elder Baliero first and Elder Mateos, and maybe Elder Souza was Elder Mateos' companion at the time, seems right.
Souza, or was it Price? Wasn't Price?
I think Price moved out. I don't think I ever lived with Elder Price.
Okay.
So he must have moved out.
I remember at some point Price was with Mateos and in Kaiko, but I'm not sure when.
Yeah, I don't think I ever worked with Elder Price that I remember. I could be wrong. I could have had like 6 months with him and I wouldn't remember. Sorry, Elder Price, if we were best buds.
So you had the sisters living across the street.
Sisters across the street, that was fun. Let's see, I remember going into Kaiko, and I remember it was hot because Castelo Branco was cold at the time. It was raining almost every day. Kaiko, we didn't get very much rain while I was there.
Nope.
And all the houses,
very much.
Yeah, and all the houses were built on top of rocks. Uh-huh. I remember seeing like a couple places where there was just sewage running down the road.
Yeah.
That was around election time, so it's all the Carro de Son.
Yep.
Those sound cars were just blaring everywhere. I remember the district president over there telling us a story that he'd go to these rallies and stuff because he was a police officer.
Yep.
And he would have his riot gear on and stuff. And do you remember the story? He said that when he'd see members of his district, that he would beat them harder because he knew they were doing things they weren't supposed to be doing. And they didn't know who he was. Because he had his riot gear on, but he'd see them. And then he'd call them in for interviews later on. Yeah, it was so funny. That was a good place. I like that. The little house that we had church in. Mm-hmm. And we had a really good branch president there.
Yeah. Kunigunji's? No. Yeah, it was Kunigunji's, wasn't it?
That sounds familiar.
I don't know. There was an old man that was like the counselor. His name was, I can't remember his name.
I don't remember the counselors at all. It was like the branch president was like keeping that place afloat, it felt like. Mm-hmm. He had a truck who'd drive us around sometimes to go to different inactive members or to pick people up.
Yeah, he was take great. Us places.
He was a good guy. And let's see, Kaiko. Yeah. There's a lot of just good, happy times in Kaiko. It was hard missionary work-wise, but there wasn't a lot of depressing stuff happening that I remember. Maybe I'm remembering wrong. Do you remember anything from Kaiko that was bad?
I was there for 2 months. I lived where the sisters lived, so I had the Centro.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left, and the sisters came back, and then I came back to Kaiko as a zone leader with Lopes. Well, what were your memories before I got there? And then I can talk. Like, it was you and Baliero and Mateos. What did you guys do before I got there?
So, let's see. Mateos was a cool kid. I remember from him, he would listen to Eminem while he was studying his scriptures.
Yep.
That's a memory of Elder Mateos.
Yep.
He was a friendly guy. We went to a zone leader conference, like, the day after I got to Kaiko, I had to travel back to Juan Pessoa at her zone leader conference. And I came, stayed like a day, and I had to get back on the bus and go back.
Yeah.
And we had eaten lunch at this lady's, the poorest lady's house that I've ever eaten lunch at, like dirt floors and all this stuff. It wasn't even like a house. It was more like a shack that's just, you know, barely standing up. And she gave us this juice that she had made, you know. And we drank it. And that was a no-no for that time. There were some places that was probably okay, but that one was a no-no.
Uh-huh.
So we get on the bus after this, and about 2 hours into this bus ride, this long bus ride, like 4.5 hour bus ride,
yep,
to Natal, I just start, my stomach just starts gurgling, and I start having this explosive diarrhea want to come out. And I'm on this bus that's got another 2 hours to go. And it was the most painful thing of my life. If there's something, I tell my wife I can relate to labor pains. She doesn't believe me. But it was so much pain that, like, my eyes were rolling to the back of my head. It was so bad that I was logically reasoning in my head that I could just go tell the bus driver, just pull over real quick. I'd just get out, and in front of everybody, I'd use the bathroom, and it would be okay. That's how bad it hurt that was like a rational thing. Elder Mateos was like, he didn't know what to do. He saw how much pain I was in, and he was like laughing, and I think he was worried I was going to die at the same time.
Okay.
The only thing that kept me from getting off and pooping right in front of the whole bus full of people was I was thinking, that's what all those people are going to remember when they think of missionaries for the rest of their lives. I know you're missionaries. I saw one poop in front of the bus once. So I suffered the whole way to Natal. And the second that we stopped, I ran. Elder Mateos stayed to grab our stuff. So that was the only time I was really alone on my mission, but I ran off that bus. The bus driver tried to stop me, and I was like, no, gotta poop now. And he just laughed, and I just ran into the bathroom, and there wasn't a single stall with toilet paper. There wasn't a single stall with a door. And so, but it didn't matter to me at the time. Afterwards, I got a little bit, after I was able to go, I got a little embarrassed because I'm sitting there and people are walking in just staring right at me because it's, open, and I'm like stuck without toilet paper. So that was a fun experience with Elder Mateos, so I'll always remember.
Yeah.
I memorized Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4 during that bus ride to try and keep my mind off of all the pain. And I wrote in my journal that it's Doctrine and Covenants, DNC 4, poop no more. That's how I remember that section now. That was awful. I probably told you about that. You probably had heard that while we were there because that was a major deal.
Yep.
Do you remember that? Did I tell you about
that?
Yeah,
I think I remember that story, yeah.
That's so funny. So that's what I remember with Elder Mateos. We're also we didn't have a whole lot of baptisms at first in Kaiko.
Yeah,
it was kind of slow when I first got there. For a couple of weeks, at the first while, and quite some time that I hadn't baptized weekly is when I got out there. So I was a little nervous.
Yeah, mine came in spurts in Kaiko. I went my longest without baptizing with an unnamed companion. We went 6 weeks without baptizing, a whole transfer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was his fault, for sure. He was doing something wrong. I don't know.
No, this wasn't Lopez, was it?
No, Lopez was great. Like, I started training Lopes in Nova Natal, and then we got transferred together to Kaiko.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's kind of...
So when me and Lopes showed up in Kaiko, and it was you and Baliero, like, we had already been together for 3 weeks or so, because I think Mateos got him by shadowed or something like that. I'm not sure why. I don't remember that story.
It was Geschwantner.
Yeah.
Geschwantner. It was Martins that made him a zone leader. But, yeah, that makes sense. So, yeah, I do remember with those, the Chuvera Kenshi, the electric shower heads. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it was Ilda Shafin's first day there, but it could have been Baliero. We told him about that, be careful with the Chuvera Kenshi. And we were all sitting there studying after the day, and all of a sudden he turns on the water, and a second later we just hear this, like the lights flicker, and we hear this, like, thud hard against the wall. And we're like, are you okay? And we just hear this, yeah. He got thrown against the wall. He touched something at the same time as taking a shower that was a no-no. I'm pretty sure it was Shopping on one of his first days. But it could be Baliero.
I think
it would make more sense with Shopping because he was so tall. You had to duck on that one, I remember. Yeah. I had to duck. Otherwise, you'd touch it and your scalp would start, like, contracting.
Yeah.
So, do you remember that?
I remember one, you had a birthday party, and so we had water balloons for some reason, and so we invited the sisters out into the road, and we had a water balloon fight with the sisters.
I remember that. I think that so for my birthday, my parents sent me all these weird little things, and some water balloons were one of them.
Yep.
And we had a water balloon fight. There may have been something like maple syrup or something that we did pancakes. I don't know if that was me or not, but my parents had sent me something on my birthday for that stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But, yeah, we had a water balloon fight. I remember we would go over to a sand volleyball pit area and, like, and play sand volleyball in the middle of the sun.
Yeah.
Do you remember that place?
Yeah.
That was so hot. That was – oh, man. And we try and play basketball over there every now and then. Go get ice cream. Those are pretty fun P-days in Kaiko. Watermelon. I think it was you that loved to get watermelon and spit them off, spit the seeds off of the balcony. Was that you?
Yeah, we would have sleepovers on the balcony and then have parties. Was it like for Halloween? Were you there for Halloween? Because we went trick-or-treating over to the sister's apartment.
Yeah, I would have been there for Halloween. Because I didn't leave until December.
Yeah, we went trick-or-treated with our pillowcases. I think that was Shafin was there.
Yeah. And no, that was a lot of fun.
You had your piano, and you'd take your piano to church every week, and I'd play the piano for sacraments.
Oh, I was so grateful you came, because I was trying to play for them, because the branch president's like, yeah, it doesn't matter if you're bad, just we want music. And so I'd go over there, and I'd start playing, but I would be so nervous that I'd, like, stop halfway through the hymns. And the poor chorister would turn to me and give me the meanest look, like I'm ruining her calling. And, oh, man, I was so grateful when you came. And I remember the first day that you played, you were looking sideways at the audience and playing the hymn. And I was thinking, man, that's not fair. I would, like, fast and pray to try and be able to play one song okay for them to be able to have stuff. And then you're up there looking at the audience and playing two-handed.
And then we every baptism we'd have to get the brooms out and sweep out in the baptismal font because it was all dirty from all the dust on that dusty road in the backyard church.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That's the only area I served in where we just had a house for a church.
Yeah.
And that was interesting.
Yeah, it's still there. Like, they still use it as a church. It has a church.
Really? They haven't grown into like a ward yet?
No. Well, they're a ward, but they still meet them.
Really? So they made ward status, but they didn't get a building?
Well, yeah. Instead of a district of Kaiko, it was a Kaiko stake. And then all the Hamos branches turned into Alas. So.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, status is still really small.
It seemed like I was remembering we're trying to get everybody going so that they could get a building sometime out there.
Yeah, that's been a goal for 10 years.
Yeah, well, it must have been a long time. Yeah. Do you keep in touch with anybody from out there? I know I heard you said that somebody named their child after you.
Yeah, Hayara named her son Hickson.
So that's awesome.
That's pretty cool. No, Jainara, Hayara, Jadi, they're all my Facebook friends. There's St. Clair. Remember him? St. Clair. He was a teen that went on a mission. He was really tall and skinny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's really cool. He knows English pretty well, too.
Okay. And wasn't Jean-Maria in that area?
Yeah, Jean-Maria, you guys baptized, I think. He was great.
Yeah, I think that I don't know if I baptized him. I think I got there right after he got baptized.
He made you a birthday cake for your birthday.
Yeah, he did. That's right. We would go over there to his house, and we'd do those Noche Familiares and have a blast. Those are the best times, those Noche Familiares. I keep trying to explain that kind of thing to our missionaries, and it doesn't translate.
Nope. No.
It doesn't work here, but man, that was a blast. All the games we'd play, the spiritual thought. That's how we'd get everybody we taught. It's just Noche Familiar. Everybody would come and play all these games, and you'd be like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Please stop by.
Yeah, fasting in Kaiko, like Fast Sunday. Lunch was at Joel Maria's, and we had to walk like 2 miles to his house, and I was just dying, like heat exhaustion, and I wasn't sweating. I was so hot. We drink a glass of water, and then all of a sudden the sweat would just start pouring.
I remember that. There was one time – I thought because the sweat would stop and you're like, this is dangerous.
Yep.
And I remember I was, I can't remember. I think it was Elder Balieto. I was telling him, I was like, I don't think we should go without water. And he's like, no, a fast without water is not a fast. And I was like, well, I know, but we're going to die. And then we agreed to talk to Sister Geshwantner about it. And I thought for sure Sister Geshwantner will have our health best interest is our health.
Yeah.
And we bring it up to her, like, hey, Sister Geshwantner, we like stop sweating. We're like, we start getting fatigued, feel like you're going to pass out. No, Elder. Without fasting for 24 hours from water and food is not a fast.
No way.
Oh, That's what she told us.
She changed. They changed the rules so you could drink water, at least in the interior. So the rule was you get an extra hour of lunch. Because it was so hot during the middle of the day. So we had like 2 hours to nap after an hour of lunch, you know?
Wow.
It was amazing. Really? But I mean, it was 95 degrees in my room.
Yeah.
And I had the fan on with the squirt bottle, and the squirt bottle would evaporate immediately. It was so hot.
I remember when she gave that answer, I was like so discouraged. I was like, that can't be right. That can't be right at all. And my companion was, I think it was Balieto, he was like, see, I told you, if you don't drink water, or if you drink water, it's not a fast. But I remember we were all so thirsty at nighttime, we'd hear people sneak into the kitchen, and you'd hear very slightly the freezer open.
Yeah.
You hear a few little chugs and then close, and we'd each take turns not letting on that each other knew that we were all drinking water. Because we were so thirsty.
Yeah, there was what was it? It was, I got some good pictures I'll post of us four, me, Lopes, you, and Baliero, like walking in a line and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah?
And
you know, I had, I don't remember which one of you guys I gave it to, but when I left, I had a whole roll of film, maybe it was two rolls of film that was from that area. And whoever it was I left them with, they wanted the pictures, and they promised me they'd send them to me, and they lied.
No way.
So I have, like, no pictures of Keiko.
Oh, man.
Because I left them all so that somebody else could reveal them and then send me the film back.
It was Shafin had a digital camera, and I got all his pictures. So I can post a bunch of those, too.
Yeah, that'll be good, because I have, like, 5 pictures from Keiko, and I took, like, 100.
Yeah. Yeah, there was like one time where you and Shafin were teaching somebody, and an airplane passed by overhead, and the lady that you were teaching was breastfeeding, and she just stood right up, boobs out.
Yeah, I remember her really well. We baptized her.
Yeah. I interviewed her. She was great.
Yeah, but yeah, that was I think that was Shafin's. It didn't faze me because I've had the. I had a 4-year-old one time in one of my areas go, and we were like in the baptismal meeting. Her 4-year-old, the lady's 4-year-old, was running around crazy.
Yeah.
And she just, to stop him, she was embarrassed. So she just unzipped and grabbed this 4-year-old and stuck him on. And I was like, whoa, that one shocked me, because that was that was really unexpected. That shocked all the members too. I think that was unexpected for them. But this other one with Hilla Shafin, I remember he was really in shock.
Yeah, she was,
to me, it's just
she's like
normal.
17.
Yeah, she was like 15, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, she was probably 15. But yeah, plane passed over. She was breastfeeding, and just threw her kid pretty much and just ran out completely exposed like it was nothing. But by the end of my mission, that was the beginning of his mission. That really shocks you at first. And by the end, it's everyday life.
Yep. So yeah, we had a birthday party for you at the church, and that was where we had the cake. And I got some pictures of that. And then we had the Dantas family baptism party. Like, they got baptized, and then we had like cake, and the whole ward came out for the party. And then afterwards, we went to some restaurant on the side of the, like, some bar restaurant at the side of the road. And we just ate hamburgers with the Dantas family. That was really fun.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. That was a really good time, probably mostly because of the Dantas family, with that whole turnaround with, what do we call him, Paino, or deciding to get baptized.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. That was cool. That was the only time we got to ride motorcycles on my mission, too, was going out to his farm. That was fun.
Moto taxis?
Yeah. I loved my motorcycles before my mission, so that was a little treat.
Did you ever drive his motorcycle?
Did I drive his motorcycle?
Yeah.
No. Did you drive his motorcycle?
A bunch, yeah. Up and down, all around the neighborhood, I rode his motorcycle. I was driving it. You never did that?
Hopefully your companion was on the back of you.
Oh, no. Who's my companion? Probably Phil.
Yeah, that wasn't when I was there.
No, it wasn't when you were there. Well, it might have been. It might have been on the tour of my mission after I got done. Me and Birch went around and visited everybody. That might have been there. I have a picture of me riding on the motorcycle.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, I remember we all went over there. We did a lot together with that family, all 4 of us.
Yep.
At the time. And then I remember we went over there and we made pancakes. Mm-hmm. We thought they were going to love them.
Yep.
And they didn't. They're like, these are kind of gross. Can we have some rice and beans?
Yep.
We're like, come on, this is great. This is maple syrup.
You're putting sugar on a piece of bread. Come on, you love it.
I know. I know. So, and I remember Elder Shafin getting his fingers bit off over at Paino's farm. He asked if we wanted to go swimming. Man, the place that he had, his little farm, it was like a little piece of paradise. It had this nice river running through it and all these trees, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But he had some mean ants on there. I never got – I don't think I got bit once, but I think Shafin got bit like 100 times. He's just like, oh! And just – I'm pretty sure he had all these marks on his fingers afterwards and all these blisters.
Yeah, at that point I was still – into my dream journal. So I do my dream journal a bunch.
Oh, I remember your dream journal. That's right. There were some good ones.
There were. And then I'd always come into your room, sit on your, because you had a bed that had a couch or like a cushion that was sideways right next to it. So it was kind of like a couch.
Okay.
So you could sit on your bed, but then put your back against the another
mattress.
Yeah, I
remember we did that a bit. So, yeah.
There weren't any couches, and there was just beds to sit on. So I'd sit on your bed with a fan pointed at me, spraying water into my face, and just letting the fan evaporate the water to cool down a little bit.
Nice swamp cooler.
Yep.
That's funny. What was your highlight dream? What was the one that stuck out to you there?
Oh, for my journal, like I didn't keep a regular journal for months of my mission. They're all just dream journals.
Oh man, it's so funny.
It doesn't really help. They're just weird random stories.
Well, that's the same as my journal. I wrote every single day of my mission, or if I missed one for whatever reason, I wrote twice the next day for that day.
Yeah,
and I didn't put any details in any of them, so I have no details. It was just like, this day was good because of this. We found a new family. We did this. There was no details. I would never say there was a time when Elder, I'm pretty sure I didn't say it in my journal, but I remember Elder Mateos and Elder Baliero. They got into it. They were kind of like fighting after we went to somebody's house, and it was Mateos's turn to leave a message. And he didn't want to, and we're like, Mateos, and we kind of set it up and made it so that he'd have to lose face in front of the members if he didn't. And he got so mad, and he said, I will never leave a message again at lunchtime. And Elder Baliero got all mad. And there was like a 3 or 4 days of silence and awkwardness in our apartment.
So anything else stand out? We didn't have a lot of lunches there, so they gave us an extra budget for food. And we'd always get those, like, quinchinhas, I think they're called. Just little tins
those
of food.
Those little tinfoil dinners, almost.
Yeah, bring those tinfoil dinners back home, and they were so good.
I know.
They're, like, better than the members.
I know. I think that we were actually kind of excited because we could drink regular water. And yep. We could kind of control a little bit of what we ate, something different.
Yep.
And I remember I would make, I tried to make deviled eggs there a couple times. Do you remember that, or was
no,
that, did
that
I give up?
Me.
I think I really was craving deviled eggs, and so I'd make deviled eggs, and then everybody would eat them but me. And it took so long. I think I did it like 4 times, and I just gave up. I was like, okay, every time I make this many, I get to eat one. But yeah, I think that's all I can remember from Kaiko. There's a lot of good memories, a lot of good spiritual memories, but a lot of good times, a lot of good baptisms there.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Yeah, I just remember it being a real happy place, and I was excited to get to finish my mission there, and that was good.
Yep, and then you had the biggest going-away party I've ever seen.
Well, I'd never seen one before. I don't think I killed any missionaries.
Really? No, that
I
wasn't.
Don't think
it wasn't normal. Like, the whole ward showed up to the Hodo Viharia. Everyone was, like, surrounding you and cheering and, like, yay, pick it. And you get on the bus and you're, like, waving to everybody.
Yeah, that was an emotional time because everybody loved me. Then I got on the bus and then nobody knew me. All my errors, I went and visited again. There was a couple. A lot of them moved. A lot of people falling away. Some people were strong. Some people had gone to the temple. That was kind of nice to go back and see some of that, but it was also a little discouraging seeing all the people that weren't going that should have been going. And
so did you do
the ones that were going strong?
Did you do a mission tour, and who did you go with?
No, I just stopped in Natal, and I just while I was in Natal, I went to a couple areas, and then
who
the
were
next
you with?
Day,
though? Were you just by yourself?
No, I grabbed a companionship. I don't remember who I grabbed. There was another missionary going home at the same time, but I don't remember who it was that went with me. I only went to like 2 houses, and he went to like 2 houses. But it was really shocking because people that I thought, there's no way these guys are going to stay strong, those guys are like leading the choir and caught them in choir practice and going strong. And then these other people who are just so fiery when we left, they're like, oh, yeah, we haven't gone since 2 months or 2 years or whatever. It's like, I baptized you like 6 months ago.
Yep.
So that was that was an interesting experience. And then got back to João Pessoa, had Andrea, had that letter there that kind of threw things in a loop right before I got to go home. I went with Elder Richardson, and we went, and he wanted to, he bought some cologne, some fancy Brazilian cologne. I think he was just getting ready to take something home to get ready to date. I was like, I don't want to spend my time walking miles to these different supermarkets looking for cologne, but it was important to him, so we did it. So, but that was it. Then I went home, and it was over. The dream ended.
Yeah,
it was what it felt like.
It was a dream. It was real. You were really there. I can verify it.
Well, I remember it about as well as I remember a dream.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I guess you're home. Did you have any CD players or tape players? Did you listen to any music in your house?
On the mission?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. We did have CD players, and I think that we liked we listened to, on the mission, we listened to a lot of soundtracks to Disney. I remember we were allowed to watch or listen to Disney soundtracks.
Yeah.
And I tell the missionaries here, and they think that we're all apostate. I don't remember it being that big of a deal, and we still did a good job, but and we didn't listen to it all the time, but Disney soundtracks, we just listened to tons of that kind of stuff. A lot of soundtracks. It may not have, I don't remember if it was all just Disney, but it was like no words, most of it, just soundtracks, just music. And then a lot of Motab.
Yep.
A lot of EFY CDs.
EFY 2004. Remember the Promise?
Yeah. Yeah, Remember the Promise. That one got used up on my mission. I had a Discman with a little speaker that attached to it.
Okay.
And so we would just play them from time to time. So, and then I remember I had a little tape player, tape recorder as well. And I'd record tapes and send them to my family, send them to Andrea. I need to get a tape player so I can listen to those. That's probably where all my details are.
Yep.
All my good stories.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Were you there when, what was it, the Preach My Gospel came out?
Yeah, Preach My Gospel came out shortly after Geshwantner.
Do you remember going down to João Pessoa and bringing all the Preach My Gospel books back to Kaiko?
Uh-huh.
We had to carry them.
Oh, yeah. Was that with you then?
Yeah. And yeah. It gave me a hernia.
Did it really?
It did.
A literal hernia?
I had to get hernia surgery after my mission, yeah. Are
you serious because of that?
Yeah. I didn't have it before. I like always like, oh, man, my hernia's sticking out. Like my intestines were like sticking out.
They were, and you, yeah. You're positive it was from that, or was
yeah,
it was
from that. I didn't have it before. Like I was carrying those stupid boxes from João Pessoa to like a Hoda Viaria, and then we'd carry it all the way down the hill, and we'd walk so far with those.
Oh,
stupid
I remember
boxes.
Those were so heavy. I remember coming down the hill towards our house in Kaiko.
Uh-huh.
That when I think on the right hand side there was a little supermarket and we baptized a lady in there or something like that.
Yeah,
or talked lady.
Oh, I'll remember her name. Oh man, Chef, listen. Have you listened to Chaffin's episode?
Yeah, I did. A long time ago.
He said, "I know it's been so long."
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I remember carrying those books that I didn't remember until you said that. Then I remember just a glimpse of carrying them down that hill, just the last stretch, and just like, come on, Hicks, we can do it.
No, I was dying. It gave me a hernia.
Oh, man. So you had a hernia the rest of your mission?
Yeah, well, I'd poke it back in. It was like right below my belt line. Like,
and did you tell anybody?
Yeah, I kept on telling people that, oh, my hernia is it's like sticking out. And like no one believed me. No one believed me that I had a hernia.
And you didn't tell Sister Geshwantner and go get it looked at or anything? No, couldn't your like intestines like
I didn't talk to the
cut off or die?
Like, my interviews with the Geshwantners were short and sweet. Like they didn't have anything to say to me and I didn't have anything to say to them.
Really? That's yeah. So funny. I remember when Geshwantner got there. He was horrified when the zone leaders taught him some of their tactics.
Yeah.
I don't know how they didn't think that those were a bad idea.
Talk about Servo de Senor and stuff like that.
Sala Kenshi was the one that's like, I never did that. I thought, man, that is just weird.
Yep.
And when I remember them telling Geschwantner, and Geschwantner was just mortified. He's like, we will not be doing any more of that. Oh, that was funny. Yeah. It was a fun transition with Geschwantner. It was nice to have both, have Marchines and have Geschwantner.
Like,
very different.
I remember showing up, my first like zone leader thing that was in Juan Pessoa, we'd take a bus to Natal, we'd sleep in Natal, and then we'd take a bus in the morning to Juan Pessoa for the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And the first night we show up at this house, and I think you had a hammock to sleep in. And I had to sleep in a bed with Johnson. So my head was by his feet and his head was by my feet. And he was so mad at me that I had to sleep in his bed. It was like, and then, oh yeah. And then we get like, I was reading this journal entry the other day and it's like, yeah, we left at midnight or something. We got to, we were traveling all day, and then we got to the house like at midnight. We had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get the bus to Juan Pessoa. From Juan Pessoa, we did our all day meeting, and lunch or dinner was great at president's houses, and it was like the best lunch ever, right? Uh-huh. And then we get on a bus back to Natal. We'd get on a bus at 12:30 at night. Well, we'd wait for hours at the Hota Viaria while some Crunchies were screaming, like in the middle of the Hota Viaria the whole time.
Yeah, I remember
just
that.
Just preaching. And then then at 12:30, we'd get on a bus from Natal to Kaiko. We'd get into Kaiko like at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning. And then mm-hmm. we'd wake up at 6:30 and then go to work.
Oh, I remember. I read about that even today, how tired I was. I was like, we got in at 2:30 this morning.
Uh-huh.
It's now 6:50. And I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I know. That happened every time, huh?
Every
time.
That
we had to go down there.
And I was there for so long. Like, I was always in Kaiko.
I know. That's just crazy. There are so many things that you look back and you're like, that could have been orchestrated a little bit better somehow.
And then sometimes they had, like, these zone conferences in Campina Grande where everyone would go to Campina. That was fun. That was my only time in Campina. And I'm like, oh, it's so cool here. It's so nice.
It was almost cold sometimes. It was neat. Yeah, I never served in Campina either. I just the zone conferences. There was one time with Elder Mateos. Apparently the office had called Elder Mateos and given him and me an assignment for the zone conference. But Mateos forgot about it. He never told me about it. So Geschwantner gets up there. And he says, now we're going to have this training or whatever it was by Elder Pickett and Elder Mateos. And we just like looked up like, we're like, we're not aware of this. We didn't do this. And Geschwantner just told us off in front of everybody. And I was bitter towards Mateos. It's like, why didn't you tell me? That was embarrassing.
So what are your favorite foods?
From Brazil?
Yep. No,
oh,
from America.
Man.
Come on.
So America.
From
my favorite foods are the same thing. I like the pizza. I love pizza here. Their pizza there was kind of gross at first.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they didn't have that? They didn't have real tomato sauce. It was like this bright red, weird-looking ketchup as their tomato sauce. But I loved their dessert pizzas.
Yeah.
And I liked that it was all you could eat.
Yeah,
and I like the
Pizza Hut in Juan Pessoa, or
no? The Pizza Hut was all right.
You just like going to those all-you-can-eat pizza restaurant places that they'd serve out these little personal pizzas, and you'd eat them until you couldn't eat anymore.
Yeah, you'd get these different. If I remember right, the ones that I like, they'd bring different types of pizzas.
Yeah,
and you just take slices of what you wanted.
Yeah.
And you just get all these different types of pizzas, and you just take a slice if you want the pepperoni or whatever. I don't think they had pepperoni, whatever the weird stuff they put on them. And then they had these chocolate pizzas, and they had these other ones that were strange.
Did you put mayonnaise on your pizza, like mayonnaise and ketchup around the top?
No, I didn't.
I always like the chicken pizzas with shredded chicken on there, and I put mayonnaise on the top and then ketchup on the top and mix it around like a like like a fry sauce. Yeah, that was great.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah. You know, I don't think I ever did that, but I did the it felt like it already had ketchup for the sauce.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. And their ketchup wasn't real ketchup like the kind that I was used to. It's
yeah.
It was that bright red. Like pinkish almost.
How do you like the hamburgers, like cheese strips and everything like that?
You know, those, I didn't like them at first, but by the end of my mission, it was fun. Like when we went to the Dantas family, uh-huh. It was a good time. And it was, I mean, it was something different than rice and beans. That was nice.
Yeah.
Even though their rice and beans was good. Were you there in Kaiko when we got the brains to eat?
Yeah. I think okay, so. Was that at Nanane's house, I think?
Yeah, I think so. I think I joked around about eating cow brains. And then she made it for us, and we felt bad. Because somebody, I think her daughter, who was a return missionary that we worked with a lot.
Yeah,
that was Nanane.
The old lady was the mom, and she would, I remember her making the brains.
I remember Nanane saying, "Elders, this is expensive stuff. She went through a lot to get this for you." And so we like ate just as much as we could handle. Oh, and I remember it tasting like rubbery, slimy chicken.
Oh, gross.
And then we went and we got some hamburger and we made our own brain and put on a plate and went and took it to the sisters and kind of joked around with them. Do you remember that at all?
I
got a picture of it, and I have a picture of the sisters holding this brain. It wasn't a real brain. It was just our made-up brain to show them that we got brain for dinner.
Yeah, that was when we had Kaiko Lovey. That was
Kaiko Lovey?
Yeah. Because it used to be Kaiko Lobby, like Colab.
Uh-huh.
And then we changed it to Kaiko Lovey because it was like the love zone. And it was us and the sisters all making like hearts in the picture and stuff.
Really? Oh, I do kind of remember that. That's funny. It was just a good time in Kaiko. I liked it. It was challenging missionary work-wise, but there wasn't like it was good. It was a lot of fun, a lot of good memories.
Did you take home any Brazilian music?
Let me think. I brought home one Brazilian CD that was pirated. All their stuff was pirated.
Yeah, there wasn't any original. What are you talking about?
What was it was a guy that Elder Baliero just loved.
Okay.
Zé Ramalho or something like that. So I still have that somewhere. I listened to it a little bit at first, but I haven't listened to it since. The only other Brazilian media I have is from the Sao Paulo rededication with President Hinckley. They had that open house, and they had us all. We all got to watch it. I don't know if you ever got to see that or not. Were you there when during all that?
I think so. They had it broadcast to all the different stake centers that we got to watch.
Yeah, we got to do the Hosanna shout and everything in the stake center, and
I think I was there. I remember one of them. I don't know if it was a Sao Paulo one or if it was Campinas or I'm not sure.
Yeah, that probably was more than one. Well, this one, the one I'm talking about the DVDs from is from the Sao Paulo because they had this huge celebration.
I don't remember them giving out DVDs. Where'd you get this DVD from?
I don't know. You probably had to, I don't know. I probably bought it from somebody on the street and it's probably pirated. That's how you get all your stuff. I don't know where I got it from, to tell you the truth. I have it. And it's cool. It's all in Portuguese, and they had the MTC missionaries running through this.
Yeah, that's right. No, they had
field.
It at a football stadium, right?
Yeah, it was at a football stadium.
Then they had all these MTC missionaries like waving to the cameras and stuff like that, just marching through.
Yeah.
And then I think there was like all the missionaries that came at the next transfer or that came new, like talked about, how cool it was to be in Sao Paulo and they got to go and be in this thing. It's like, I watched that in a church in Natal.
That reminds me, when I was in Pajussara, do you remember Elder Iring came? Then Elder Iring?
I wasn't on the mission then.
Oh, really?
It was a transfer before my mission.
So our zone leaders got to go and be in the meeting. We got to watch it via broadcast. We found out afterwards, President Martin says, anybody can come as long as you use your own money.
What?
We found that our zone leaders told us after, like, oh, man, sorry, forgot to tell you that. We are so sad and upset.
Yep.
We didn't get to go in there. But it was still good. We got to see it over the broadcast.
Yeah.
But they didn't forget. They went.
Yeah.
So let me think. Anything else? Food. I liked feijoada.
Did you like boho music, like on the street? Did you know any of that stuff?
I loved like San Juan time and the time that they would have all those fires, other than not being able to breathe that whole night because all the smoke. I loved seeing all those cuadrillas, I think they called them.
Yeah.
Where they were doing all these dances and stuff. That was always a lot of fun to see that going on around town. And they always had a day or like a holiday, like all the time, it seemed like. They just celebrated so many holidays, it felt like.
I don't know what anybody did for work. I know that Paino was a farmer, and some people were police officers. And that's it. Who knows what you did for work down there?
I don't remember anybody else having a job either.
No. They were Kaikou, always
I remember there was that. Do you remember that hat shop that we'd always walk by in Kaikou?
Yeah, I got some cool hats from there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got
there was
like
one lady,
of those, like,
one member
hats.
That works there.
I got like
those
a.
Guys. That's like slave labor there.
I got like a cow foot glass bottle with like a cork in it, and the bottom was like a cow foot. My wife won't let me have it at my house. It's still at my parents' house in my old bedroom.
Oh. I remember, do you remember I bought a, I don't know, you guys may have bought some too, but I bought a cow tail. We had some member or somebody selling cow tails. And I thought, hey, this will be a good gag gift for my dad when I get home. So I gave it to him for his birthday. He didn't get the humor. It seemed funny in Brazil when I planned it all.
Yeah, I was so awkward when I got back thinking that that everyone else knew my inside jokes about Brazil. like no one got it. It's like,
none of it translated. No. I bought all kinds of hajis, all kinds of hammocks for all my siblings. I thought it was the coolest thing. I got them all from Brazil. And somebody made me a really nice hammock. I don't remember who it was, but I had this really nice, I have it still, this nice, huge orange hammock with like custom writing on it for me and stuff like that. I don't remember who made it, but it was really nice. But they didn't appreciate the hammocks like I thought they would. Mm-hmm. So I took them all back and I use them for camping now. Nice. Swing my kids on. So.
Oh, man. You think there's a bunch that you left out?
Well, I can't. That's all I remember. I'm sure that there's 2 years worth of stuff I left out. I wrote down all these stories in preparation, but it's just... There's just so much that it take days. Dead bodies, trails of blood, guy dying on his on his baptismal day. Those are the ones I got to. Gunshots in the nighttime, people being stabbed, getting those, what are those? Bichos do pé? Do you remember those? Bichos do pé?
What is that?
Little foot bugs. There's like these little octopus-looking things. If there was, in Pajuçara, if you walked on the sand without shoes and socks on, you'd get them almost guaranteed. And they'd look like these little black dots after they'd grown a little bit. And you'd squeeze them like a pimple, and all of a sudden this octopus thing would just squirt out, and there'd just be this huge hole in your foot.
Gross.
I know. I had one.
Of course you did.
I had
all the skin diseases.
I know. The time I found out that our mission had the most skin diseases in the world, I went to a zone conference and I saw Elder Craythorn. He had this huge, like, growth on the side of his face. I had scabies. Somebody else had, like, these patches of blotchy skin coming. It just, we looked like lepers. It was just, it was crazy. And we ran, and Sister Martins was embarrassed. We couldn't. She said, we can't get more money. We're out of medical money.
Eat some of bananas and you'll be cured.
I know. Eat a bunch of bananas, elders. And I remember she always tells you, never drink water at lunchtime. It's really bad for you. It's like, I could never do that.
I would.
Because once you start eating those hot beans, you start sweating like crazy.
Yeah. What do you think about Farinha and Farofa? Are you pro or anti?
Farinha?
Yeah.
What was the second one you said?
Farofa. It's like Farinha, but with like onions and stuff in it.
Oh, yeah? Farinha. I thought it was okay. It wasn't like It wasn't like the best thing on my mission. It was all right. I liked when the people would make us that like casserole. I don't know if it was like a, it was kind of like a Brazilian enchiladas.
Yeah, like a lasagna type thing?
Yeah, kind of like lasagna. Those ones were good. We didn't get those very often. And every now and then somebody would make a good dessert, like a chocolatey type dessert.
Like Brigadeiro that, or some moussey. And
yeah, the moussey and all that kind of stuff.
Favorite juice?
Oh, man, there's a lot of them. What was that? What was the one that when you drink it, it would just make your mouth taste like fuzzy?
Cajou.
Yeah, cajou. That's the one I liked the least. It didn't have a bad flavor, but it just felt like I was growing mold in my mouth after I drank it.
Yeah, it'd make your mouth numb and fuzzy. That's
right. And the craziest fruit was jaca. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, the big, huge ball, and it smelled gross, and you take out these little pods from inside.
Yeah, it looked like some kind of alien growth egg sacs.
Yep. It was gross.
But they tasted really good.
I didn't like
them. Choke on them.
I didn't like
them. Oh, you didn't like them? They were super sweet.
Yeah, they were. Well, I just remember, like, one of the houses I was in, someone had a jaca in the fridge, and it went in the fridge for too long, and it, like, got old, and it stunk up the whole house, like this putrid smell. And after that, I couldn't eat them without remembering that smell. It ruined it for me.
I only got them a couple times on my mission, but the first time I was like, what is that? And I'm not eating it. It's kind of like the first time I saw a chicken leg in our food.
Yeah.
Just sticking out like these two little legs, just no chicken on top, just two legs standing in the middle of our beans. I'm like, is that with normal?
With the claws on there.
Yeah, that was just crazy that was normal. And then all the feijoadas, all this stuff they put in there, it's kind of crazy. But
so do you have opinions on what songs you want on this to end, like a Brazilian song? Or should I just pick some?
You better just pick one because I don't know the names of any Brazilian songs anymore. Do some forró.
Okay. I'll pick some good. This is going to be two episodes, so I just split it up.
All right.
And we broke. Any wish lists? Who do you want on this thing? Who would you listen to if we had on?
Man, I need to go. I haven't gone and seen who you've gotten since Shafin. I listened to Shafin's and Meekum's and one other.
You listened to Polson's?
No, I haven't.
This was good. Shafin's or Croshaw was good. West, do you remember West?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, West was fun.
Okay.
Did you listen to Maurer's? That was the first one.
Maurer? I did. Maurer was the one that I listened to. So I listened to Maurer, Shafin, and Meekum, and then I didn't go back for a while.
So who do you want to hear from in the future?
Man, are you able to get any Brazilians on here, or do you have contact with any of them?
I want to. Croshaw said he'd co-episode Lopes with me. Croshaw and Lopes are really close. But my Portuguese is so bad. Like, I'm embarrassed. I would do it. I'm just embarrassed of everyone listening to my broken Portuguese. So,
yeah.
So he would that's going to be hard to do a Brazilian.
Yeah. Well, you can get Elder Fabio. He speaks English real well. Let me think. Mateo speaks English real well. It'd be good to get his perspective.
I contacted, and at some point I want to. He lives in Germany.
Really?
Yeah. I think he married a German.
Oh, yeah. All those rich Germans that would come by those fancy houses over in João Pessoa and have all the Brazilian slaves. And I remember the Germans, and that's why all the kids would walk in the street and it's like, hey, American, American, speak German.
Yep. And then there's Hendrix and Watts.
Watts would be good. Let me see. Let's see who you could do. You already got Shafin. Harding. Harding would be cool to hear.
Yep.
Novak. I love Novak. I love my time with Novak. That was so fun. Let's see. That's a. I don't know if you knew a lot of my companions. I don't know. How much older was I on the mission than you?
Like 9 months.
9 months? Okay. So you probably knew some of them.
Because you got there in
Fabio,
December.
Fabio, Novak, Harding.
I came in August and you came in December, so it was 9 months.
Did you know Hibero? Elder Hibero?
Yeah, I didn't know him. I'd recognize the name and I could match
a
face.
He speaks English too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much anyone. They're all good. It'd be good to hear anybody's perspective. Thorpe. Did you know Thorpe? Park. Get Park on that show.
I should get Park.
I want to hear what his side of these stories are and see if he remembers them. I remember. It was so much fun with Elder Park.
I didn't see Park my whole mission. I was MTC companions with him. And then we were never in the same like area or zone or anything like that for my whole mission. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's how it was for me and Elder Richardson, too. I wasn't in any zones together. All I remember is one time seeing him, and he had been robbed with a machete in a building. And he was telling me about it. He was just so mad. And he turned red when he was telling me about it. And he was like, I wanted to hit the guy so bad. And I was like, I'm glad you didn't, because you probably would be missing a limb or so.
Hey, we did it. You went through your whole mission. You remembered a lot more than I think you thought you would.
Well, good. It's the dates. And those poor companions who will listen to this and be like, he forgot me. I was with him for 6 months.
Well, good. I think we might be back on a schedule. I want to do these more often. I had a baby in July. And seriously, every second is either working or holding a baby.
I believe it. I know what you mean. I'm going to be back to that again. I've got a 2-year-old that still acts like a baby. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to have another baby. And the 2-year-old's probably going to end up hurting the baby.
Yeah.
So.
Cool, man. I'll post some pictures. I'll get this edited together and post it out to Polson. And then Polson will put it onto his website. Send the link to everyone.
Awesome.
I'm a little bit
nervous. Thanks for doing this. This is fun. It's fun remembering all that.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you since the Hoda Viharia in Kaiko in 2004. So it's been
a lot of good times. I remember you were a lot of fun to hang out with. We'd do our missionary work and we'd have fun doing it.
Yeah, it was fun. Good times. Cool, man. Hey, thanks.
All right.
I'll talk to you later then, and I'll let you know anytime
manda,
I'm in
manda,
Albuquerque.
Calcinha preta, declara seu amor,
cool.
E vira right, manchete dos jornais. É o que você vai ouvir agora. Pare de dizer que não me ama, que não vai voltar, que eu não sou e nem serei mais dono do seu coração. Que não tá nem aí pra mim com quem eu saio, o que faço, com quem fico, que eu posso até me matar. Então vem agora me dizer que tanto amor e as flores que regamos juntos já morreram no nosso jardim. Pois eu te digo, não desisto, você sabe muito bem que sou capaz de até parar o mundo de girar pra te reconquistar. We'll be right back. vai voltar, que eu não sou e nem serei mais dono do seu coração. Que não tá nem aí pra mim com quem eu saio, o que faço com quem fico, que eu posso até me matar. Não vem agora me dizer que tanto amor e as flores que regamos juntos já morreram no nosso jardim. Pois eu te digo, não desisto, você sabe muito bem que sou capaz de até parar o mundo de girar pra te reconquistar. De super-herói, amor, vou te mostrar. Pago que preço for.